Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Good morning, I'm Jim Irizarry.
Perfection with a touch of sweet redemption. Undefeated South Carolina has won its third national championship.
Audio from ESPN. A year after a stunning Final Four defeat that ended what could have been a perfect season and national championship run, South Carolina finished the job Sunday in Cleveland and did so in historic fashion. The Gamecocks vanquished the Iowa Hawkeyes 87-75 in the women's NCAA tournament title game to become the 10th team in Division I history to complete an undefeated season, joining UConn, Baylor, Tennessee, and Texas as the only programs to achieve that feat. The Notre Dame women's basketball transfer portal is here with junior guard KK Bransford entering the portal. Bransford joins grad students Anna DeWolf, Becky Obinma, and Jenna Brown as players from last season's roster who are definitely not returning in 2024-25. Maddie Westbelt and Kylie Watson were seniors last year, but have the option to use their COVID-19 waivers to come back for one more collegiate season. Matt Painter is not naive about the task his Purdue team will face when it plays UConn tonight in the men's national championship game. The Huskies have accrued a +125 point differential in the NCAA tournament, the second-best margin in NCAA tournament history, behind the 1998-99 Duke team that lost to UConn in the national title game that season. Painter said his team must play an efficient game against an opponent that pounces when it senses weakness.
You know, there's been some teams that have hung in there with them, and then they've separated from them. Then there's been some other teams that have just gotten flat-out blitzed. You know, you have to be on your P's and Q's. You got to take care of the basketball. You got to be able to rebound. You got to be able to be good in transition. If you take bad shots and you turn the ball over, you're in deep trouble. It's a quick two or a quick three for them. They're probably the best I've seen in a long, long time in being able to take your mistake and make you pay for it. Can't have those type of turnovers and those types of bad shots, then you got to be able to guard them. You know, if you do those things, you got a chance. Doesn't guarantee success. You got a chance. But if you don't, you know, you don't have a chance.
Tip-off between the Boilermakers and Huskies is set for 9:20 tonight. Coverage starts at 6:30 on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. John Calipari is finalizing a 5-year deal to become the next men's basketball coach at Arkansas, a blockbuster move that will shake up the SEC and college basketball landscape. Calipari's contract is expected to have an overall base salary of slightly less than the $8.5 million he's making at Kentucky. However, the deal is expected to be incentive-laden, with the ability to pass that number. The contract is expected to be completed in the next 24 hours. Calipari is set to replace Eric Musselman, who left for USC last week. Quad Cities finished off the week with a series victory. The River Bandits blanked the South Bend Cubs 4-0 in their series rubber match to take 2 of 3 this weekend against South Bend. The Cubs begin their home schedule against Wisconsin tomorrow night at Four Winds Field, with first pitch at 7:05. Darren Pritchett will be out at Four Winds Field tomorrow, broadcasting Budweiser's weekday sports beat starting at 5 o'clock, leading into coverage of tomorrow night's home opener for the South Bend Cubs, here on Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
As the chants begin.
From Marquee Sports Network, Cody Bellinger homered against his former team, Shota Imanaga threw 4 shutout innings and a rain-shortened start, and the Chicago Cubs beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 8-1. After dropping 2 of 3 to Texas in the first series of the season, the Cubs have won 6 of their last 7. Chicago heads out west for a 9-game road trip starting in San Diego tonight at 9:40. Zach Geloff had 4 hits, including a 3-run homer, and drove in 4 to help the Oakland A's beat the Detroit Tigers 7-1. MJ Melendez hit his 3rd home run of the series, a 2-run drive in a 3-run 7th inning, as the Kansas City Royals rallied to beat the Chicago White Sox 5-3 on Sunday for a 4-game sweep.
And that's batted out. Pacers have it. Quickly ahead to Siakam. He goes inside, banks it in.
Audio from Bally Sports Indiana. Miles Turner finished with 22 points and 13 rebounds for the Pacers, capping the performance by making 2 key free throws in the waning seconds as the Pacers beat the Heat 117-115 to extend their lead over the East 7th-seeded Miami to 1.5 games. Paolo Banchero scored 24 points, Jalen Suggs added 19, and the Orlando Magic kept up their playoff push with a 113-98 win over the Chicago Bulls.
Rattles around for Larkin, the pass, though, stolen away by Jack Quinn. His pass, though, to Benson was on his way off the ice, and it's Patrick Kane trying to get through the D. Patrick Kane scores!
Audio from TNT Sports. Lucas Raymond, Patrick Kane, and Dylan Larkin all scored in the first period, and Alex Lyon made 37 saves as the Detroit Red Wings beat the Buffalo Sabres 3-1. The win gives Detroit 84 points, moving them past idle Pittsburgh and Philadelphia into the second wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference. The Washington Capitals blowing another late lead and losing in overtime to Ottawa kept the Red Wings in the top eight in the East. Kirill Kaprizov had two goals and an assist as the Minnesota Wild beat the Chicago Blackhawks 4-0.
Decreasing clouds today with partly sunny skies this afternoon. Breezy with a high near 70. A meteorologist, Carrie Pujol.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.